All right, 1032 here at Vocalo.org, 89.5 FM. I'm your host, Brian. We got Tom. He's out on the town at the Keeping Chicago Healthy Conference. Tom, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there. And Walter Rivers is here. And Brian, if you want to join in the conversation at any point, just jump right in.
All right.
So Walter, the Thomas Edison of fitness.
Right.
So why do you describe yourself as the Thomas Edison of fitness?
Well, because the 30 years that I've been doing this, from studies that I took in college, kinesiology and...
What's kinesiology?
Study of human movement and also, anatomy, the functional side of it, especially because...
You started out studying the body from a school standpoint.
Right. I have a degree in economics, but I study certain courses because I was involved in, in fitness, and I used to be a competitive bodybuilder, but not an uneducated one that would do silly things and unnecessary things.
What are the silly, uneducated things that bodybuilders who don't know better do?
Oh, a lot of exercises that are really considered contraindicated, which means they can cause injury, excessive exercising, and then when you look at bodybuilding and steroid use, it really destroys what the image should be about transforming a body. So those are the things I mean when I say ignorant things.
Are steroids, we always have the impression that they're very damaging and unhealthy. Is that, from what you know, is that the case?
Oh, absolutely. And I don't, and with respect to that subject, with professional athletes using them, I think they really don't make very much sense, that the only person that really could benefit from it in any sport is a bodybuilder, because it will enhance his physique temporarily. It gives you an illusion of having larger muscles, which you're being judged on, which is, absurd. It goes to another extreme about fitness, and that's a misrepresentation a lot of people get about how to really get fit, because they think if you work out with weight training, then you're going to look like, women are going to look like the women in the magazines. Guys are trying to get, ridiculously huge.
Are people still trying to do that? That seemed like a thing like in the 80s or
no,
even in the
no, 70s. This is where people go, though, when they talk about working out with resistance training. So they use other words like, body toning, strength training, but we all need to do weight training if we're going to get fit. And muscle is our number one component of fitness.
I got a question.
We're losing sight of that.
Yeah, hold on. Brian's coming in with a question.
Okay. I got a question. Now, I've always wondered this. If you're like, you were like in your 30s and 20s, and you had a really nice body from bodybuilding, and you get into your 40s or 50s, how do you maintain that from turning into like fat or just, because it's hard to keep those muscles going for like, for 50, 55 years.
Right. Well, see, what you just said was turning a muscle into fat is a physiological impossibility. One tissue doesn't turn into another tissue. You can gain muscle you can gain fat over muscle, and you can lose muscle if you don't use it. It's adaptation. Whatever body composition you have to do something to make your body want to keep that body composition. Your body will adapt to whatever behavior that you, get regimented in. And that's where people are missing it. And the only time your tissues don't respond is when they're no longer alive. Now, there's some factors involved with aging and hormonal changes that decrease certain hormones that are relative to, to musculature, testosterone. And so you may have to change your behavior a little bit more to maintain that. But it's just a behavior change, through what your activities and what you eat.
Now, Walter Rivers, you had mentioned that you owned Gold's Gym at one time.
Right, yeah, I had the only Gold's Gym here in Chicago in River North for 10 years.
That's a big operation.
Yeah.
And first of all, was it stressful?
Well, what it was, the stress for me was people would always ask me, who's your competition? Is it East Bank? Is it Bally's? Is it this, that? And I say, no, I believe my competition was ignorance. And how do you compete with that? And that's one reason why I wanted to get out of the gym business, because everyone in the gym business is in sales and marketing. They're not in the fitness business.
A commercial
gym is a physical impossibility to benefit the people, the majority of people that buy memberships.
Hey, Tom.
Brian, go ahead.
I remember, unless you live in Atlanta, I used to always see Lee Haney. Lee Haney was a big-time bodybuilder, right?
Oh, I know Lee Haney personally.
Oh, okay. So Lee will always tell me, like, all these young cats out here, like the rappers and stuff who are taking these human growth hormones, they think it's safer than steroids. Can you talk a little bit about like human growth hormones and what is that, and what's the difference between that and steroids?
Well, human growth hormones can act. Well, steroids is not going to like grow muscle. If there was, just think of this: if there was a drug that could grow muscle, it would be one of the most miraculous therapeutic drugs in the world. You tear a muscle, you take steroids, it grow back, right?
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't make any sense. And human growth hormone actually can elicit changes in bone growth and stuff. You know, as and athletes, you know, some crazy athletes would do that. But see, Lee Haney and guys like that, they take anything and everything they can get their hands on trying to get as big as they can. And then again, it goes back to what I was always been against, you know, steroid use. You know, it's just a terrible thing. And I know Lee Haney personally. And it's just
now, he was like Mr. Universe. Wasn't he Mr. Universe?
Well, he was Mr. Olympia.
Mr. Olympia.
And actually more times than Arnold Schwarzenegger was.
Right.
Well, Walter, we've got our producer pacing in front of us because we got a packed schedule today, but what we didn't get to was you as the Thomas Edison of fitness, and so we're looking forward to talking to a future time soon on Vocalo.org to get more of this information about fitness and to battle the enemy of ignorance about fitness that you were battling when you owned the gym.
Okay, very good.
Thanks a lot, Walter.
All right, thank you.
All right. Thanks, Brian.
All right, we'll be right back. This is Vocalo.org, 89.5 FM.